Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast, Episode 3. I'm Kim Wilson. Today we're talking about when men stop calling. Have you ever met someone, went out on a couple of dates, and the chemistry felt amazing? And then all of a sudden, crickets, he stopped calling. Ladies, you got questions and I got answers. Make sure you pull another man in to listen to this podcast. I have a very special guest who will offer insight on this topic. His name is Freddie Allen. He is a successful entrepreneur. I know him through a professional organization that we're both a part of. I always enjoy listening to his perspective, and I know you will too. Please join me in welcoming the amazing Freddie Allen. Freddie, welcome.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I am well. So let's just jump right into it. Freddie, why do men stop calling?
Well, that's a great question. Obviously, the first concept that a lot of women think is because men are afraid of commitment. And a lot of times that's not true. Most men stop calling because they simply don't want to call anymore. It doesn't have anything to do with you, or doesn't have anything to do with what happened, if anything happened at all. It may be simply that they're not interested. And classic to a lot of men, rather than just say that, they just avoid it. And that is their way of saying, I just don't want to talk anymore.
Okay, I hear that. That's just their way of saying, I just don't want to talk anymore. Okay, so you have to know, the first thought that comes to the minds of a lot of women, they think, what did I do wrong? And you say, well, many times it's just not that. They didn't do anything wrong. But you know that's what we're thinking, right?
Of course, of course. When it comes to relationships, women have to remember, it's not just what they want. It's what two people want. It's what we want. Women oftentimes have something set in their mind for the future of the relationship. For men, it's just thinking in that particular moment.
Okay, now, I think that's a nugget there, because you're saying a lot of times women, they have a goal or a vision already in their mind of what they want. And if it's not what two people want, well, let me go here then. So do you think, is there something, and certainly I understand that we cannot control what the other person is saying or thinking or doing. Is it possible that the man is giving clues or hints to let that woman think or to lead her to believe that this is something more? I think I know where you're going to go with this, but I had to put it out there. Go ahead.
That's okay. He may want something more initially, but during his conversation, there's something that is not pleasing to him during that process, whether he feels like the woman is too clingy, whether he feels like it's just not the right emotional situation for him. He just doesn't feel comfortable with moving to the next level with her.
Okay, all right. So you're saying that something, there was probably something that is not pleasing to him. So I know many women who are listening to this, I can tell you they're saying, well, why can't you just tell me that? Why don't you just say that? So why can't people just say that, Freddie?
People have preferences. Some people like the color red. Some people prefer orange or blue. There's nothing wrong with red. You just prefer orange. So a lot of women, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. they're beautiful, they're intelligent, they have all the bells and whistles of a quality, fulfilling, long-lasting relationship. That man just doesn't like them because he doesn't. And a lot of women want to know why, what's wrong with me. Well, there's nothing wrong with you. He just decided not to call back. And you should take that as not a rejection, but actually protection for you. Because that says to you that, okay, whatever it is, he moved on. So in that case, I should stop chasing something that's in my mind, because what's in my mind is not in our mind. He is thinking something else.
Okay, now that's a nugget. Now, ladies, I hope you all are listening, and men too. So you said the rejection is really not rejection in the way that you think. It's your protection. I mean, let's break that down a little bit, because I think that's very key. Because if somebody stops calling you, you may have dodged a bullet, or, you know, you're chasing something in your head that is not even for you. You know, this person may have identified something in you to say, you know what, I think that's a good quality, but I don't know if I'll be able to manage that well. It could be anything, but I think that if we don't walk away with anything else from this podcast, I want to hang out there. The rejection could be protection. Let's just talk about that a little bit more.
Because women are naturally emotional, they're sensitive and wonderful. That is the core of who women are. So emotionally, a lot of times they will have an emotional idea or emotional attachment to a guy, whether it's the physical or the idea of that relationship. And when the guy says, in whatever way, that that relationship is not for me, then the woman ends up being emotionally wounded. And the guy doesn't even realize that, hey, I just wounded her. Because he said, well, I don't want you. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just not for me. And because a lot of women are in an emotional place, they take that internally as a hurt. So now you're traveling in time in relationships with wounds of hurt. But the hurt is from your expectations more so than they are from what somebody said.
Okay, so even if here's the real thing about all of that too, Freddie, because even if a guy does say to a woman, you know, this doesn't work for me, it's nothing that you did wrong, I think you're gorgeous, I think you're beautiful, there are still times women will try to fit or be the person they think that you want them to be. From a male perspective, and you have friends as well, is that something that men run up, they come across often, even if you tell the woman with your own words that this is not going to work, they want to be who you want them to be just so it can work?
A lot of women try to conform to what the man, what they think the man wants them to be. You can't be something that you're not. And you can't play the part of the wife, the girlfriend that's in his head if you're not that particular way. So what happens is you end up changing into this person because you think that's pleasing to him. And you wake up one day, someone doing something that you're not, and you end up in unhappiness because you're involved into something that was for him and not something that was for the two of you. It wasn't a place of growth for you. It was a place of misplacement. Because you don't you are fearing rejection so badly, you're willing to change your core values, your core thoughts, into following someone that's doing something that you know you don't want to do or be. But because you want to be with him, you change.
There's another powerful
And again, you end up in a place of emotional hurt.
And see, and that's the core of what I want to get to, because at the end of the day, all of that is within our control. That's within the control of the person. Trying to be something that you're not, I think when you are happy, number one, when you are happy with who you are, when you love who you are, you're not interested in trying to be somebody else. So that goes into a whole nother problem. So that kind of just leads right on into self-esteem issues, because when you are solid and you really love who you are, you're not trying to be something that you're not, because you love who you are too much. Well, right. Let me ask you this. Okay, now there's a huge part of me that believes when men meet women, a lot of times they place them in categories right away, meaning this is my date, this is my casual encounter, this is wifey material. So even though they already know that, you know, and at the same time, I guess you're saying, look, we're all adults, you know, play if you will. But now, do you think a lot of times when men, they meet women, they kind of place them in categories right away?
Oh, for sure. And it has more to do with where the man is as opposed to where the woman is. So if I want to play, or if I'm looking for a wife, then when I meet someone, then my intent is where I am emotionally, or where I am emotionally that particular moment. So I may be going through a phase in my life where I just want companionship, friendship, I want to hang out. I am not looking for anything else. And even though the right person comes along, I don't want that at that time period in my life. So it gets conflictual, because women will see, well, I'm the right person for him, but it's the wrong time.
See, here's another nugget. And I think, and men, if you're listening, I think that is a very simple statement to make. When you say to somebody, I want companionship, you're not saying, I am looking for something long-term. When somebody tells you, I want companionship, now, to me, when I hear that, now, if I'm being a big girl about it, I hear that to say, okay, we may have wonderful dates, we may have good times, and you know what? Next month may come, and you may not want my companionship. Am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think if we can say something like that in the beginning, like, I just want companionship right now. You may be the right person, but you're not the right person in that sense for me right now. And I think, of course, that saves a lot of heartache. But I think at the same time, though, you got to have that balance to be able to, I think when you date with your eyes open, sometimes you can pick up on those things, especially if, you know, there's an inconsistency there.
Well, that's right? True. But that's a difficult place to be long term. Because as humans, no matter what culture says, we don't like to share. When we get next to someone, we may sign up for, I'm just a play date. Well, I want to be your only play date. Because once I see you or find out you're encountering someone else, then as the old people say, I catch feelings. And then I get offended because I'm no longer number one. So then I begin to go back to what I spoke of earlier, is I fall into a place of emotional hurt to say, why am I not good enough to be exclusive with this person, or why are they no longer chasing me?
Uh-huh.
So you got to look at exactly what are you doing and can you handle it emotionally?
Okay. So now many women, okay, they want closure. And when somebody finds out, okay, that they are not your only play date, or they may have to share, okay, and you're saying, you know what, I do want another play date, and I can't be with two play dates in the same hour, the same day, so I just can't call you for a few days. Okay, and so if that is the case and the person has decided, I'm going to go a separate way because I don't think you can handle that part. So a lot of times women, they want closure. From a male perspective, how do you view closure, and is it necessary?
Men don't need closure. Our closure is simply just we're done.
Oh.
When we don't call anymore, that's our closure. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to know why. We don't need to say, well, let's revisit and let's, you know, do best practices for next time. That's not our thought process. It just didn't work. I don't like you because I just don't like you. I don't need to tell you why. I'm just not feeling you. Women want to know, well, why are you not feeling me? Well, I can change. Well, I can, you know, we can work this out. No, we can't because I don't want you. And that's a hard conversation for women. But for men, it's like, well, what's wrong with that? I told her. And a lot of men will take the position, well, I don't want to hurt her because she's a good girl. She's got everything going for her. She's just not for me. But I don't want to tell her that because that's a two-day conversation.
So if that is the case, and you're saying men, they don't want to tell her that, that's a two-day conversation. So at that point, because the woman doesn't mind, I can tell you right now, the woman does not mind having a two-day conversation. She doesn't mind having a two-day conversation. So the man is saying, I don't want to do that, and it's easier for me to just walk away because I don't want to do it, and I'm not going to do it. Is that right? Okay. Well, now, if someone stops calling suddenly, I think it's important to be able to move on. And I want to talk about how do we move on? How do we do that? Because we can, and this not only happens to women, it happens to men too. You know, I've seen men, you know, that have just kind of fallen head over heels for another woman or somebody, and they received crickets too. So I think it's important for, if this has happened to an individual, they have to be able to move on. And I think one of the ways that we do that, we use the power that we have. Hey, if you reach out once, you can make a phone call, send a text or whatever. If you reach out once and if you don't receive a response, I say move on. Because, like you say, if a person has decided that they do not want you, you know, and men don't need closure, that's just that. Because you cannot make anybody do what they do not want to do.
Right.
I mean, so as far as women just being able to move past that point, what's your perspective on that?
Well, two things. First is the timing that you guys have been interacting. If it's a fairly short, you know, two-day, three-day, you know, month encounter, and that person doesn't call you back, just drop it and move to something else. If you guys have been in a longer-term relationship and you've gotten to know someone a little bit deeper, then you may want to follow, you have every right to follow up and say, hey, you know, we've, you know, been through some things, or we, enough time has gone by to where maybe we can talk through some things because you've spent more intimate time. But you could think of it in terms of shoes. you go to Macy's or Neiman's or wherever, and you see a cute pair of shoes that you absolutely love. But for some reason, you just don't buy them because they just don't click for you. There's no reason not to get them. The price is right. They look good. They feel good. But they're not exactly for you. You may move to the next aisle, and you may see the perfect pair that you just keep forever and ever until they fall apart. Some things are not for you. And there's not, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It just means it's not for you. So when a guy stops calling, don't take it personal to say, well, it has to be me, or, well, he has an ex-wife, or, you know, he has another girlfriend, or something's going on with him. Stop that. It just wasn't good for the two of you. And leave it alone, because once you start spiraling into the why he's not calling, it throws you mentally and emotionally somewhere else that's not healthy for you.
You know what? That shoe analogy, all of that, I'm going to leave that right where it is. I'm not going to touch it. Very well said, Freddie. Very well said. Look, if you need to hear that part again, the only thing you have to do is push play, because I think that's powerful. Freddie, I've had so much fun in talking with you today. Thank you for joining us and offering a perspective. Freddie will be back. Be sure to check out my website regularly for updates. Visit kwspeaks.com. Make it a habit to move onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.